You're listening to Random Observations with Ash. Hello, obviously I'm Ash. I'm doing my own intro. This is a daily podcast, guys, Monday through Sunday. Yes, Monday through Sunday. Come listen in to my personal thoughts, my observations, hence the name, life lessons learned along the way, along with like random subject matter that is sure to inspire you, make you think, or even make you laugh. Enjoy the random observations. If you are fascinated by hearing other people's perspectives and personal journeys, then you will definitely enjoy this podcast. Think of it as people watching with your best friend or those deep, random, and raw conversations that you might find yourself having in the wee hours of the morning. This is a lot of fun, you guys. I hope that you enjoy this podcast. You're in for a treat if I did not already say that. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, happy Martin Luther King Day, happy National Hugging Day, happy Monday, happy everything day. I don't know, I just realized this morning I went on Twitter and I saw that it was National Hugging Day. So there's always like so many different holidays, but regardless, this is episode number 116, maybe. I always forget. No, it's actually 117. So it is episode 117. I hope you're having a great start to your week. I know that a lot of people are probably off work for MLK Day. And it's actually interesting how that works since it is kind of it's been a snow-filled couple days, and I think that a lot of people are in the midst of freezing temperatures. It's crazy how, I think I mentioned this the other day, but it's crazy how we can literally go from like a mild winter to like a full-blown like winter storm. But regardless, it's to be expected. I'm just grateful to have my radiator heat working, which is always good, so I don't have to like end up wearing like multiple layers and jackets and what have you. And last night, kind of going back to last night, if you didn't pay attention or realize, it was actually a pretty crazy once in a lifetime type of moon, I guess. It was the Super Blood Wolf moon eclipse. And I don't know, I was like, what's going on? Because I looked outside and I saw the moon. And I'm like, okay, it's big. It's like, I knew it was a full, like, kind of a big moon. But then I'm like, let me Google it. And lo and behold, like, Google always provides information. And when I saw all the verbiage that kind of tied into this moon, I'm like, well, dang, that's a freaking tongue twister and a half. Like, you got, not only is it a super moon, but then it's a wolf moon and it's an eclipse and you throw the blood in the mix. It's like, okay, we got a whole crazy moon. But you know what's so weird is like usually when we have these moons, it kind of fucks with my sleep. But last night I didn't have any issue. Like I didn't wake up in the middle of the night. So my sleep didn't get disrupted by this super blood wolf moon eclipse type of thing. But today, like I was saying, it's MLK Day, and it's one of those days when we're going to start seeing a lot of, like, MLK quotes and all this, like, good stuff, and I think it's great. Like, I'm not saying, because I did it too. Like, let's be real. I posted a quote, and we all do this, but it kind of goes into the whole conversation around any holiday. And I know I've talked about this with previous holidays, whether it was Thanksgiving or Christmas or what have you, but as you post your quote or as you kind of find your chosen message for MLK Day, how can you carry that through to the rest of your life? Because obviously this is what happens. Like everyone jumps on a bandwagon or everyone post their image or post their quote because it goes in line with the day. And of course, we're all going to do that. We're all going to like put the post out or put the quote out or recognize the day. But then come tomorrow, you're not going to remember what you actually like. Of course, you'll remember what you posted, but it's like, will that message really stick with you or with your audience or with your friends or whoever? And obviously, MLK Martin Luther has so many quotable quotes when you think about it. And a lot of them are so like poignant and so needed, and so many good reminders that I think it's kind of beneficial, because it's like as you start scrolling and you see all these like social media posts and tweets and images and quotes and everything connected to the MLK 2019 holiday hashtag or what have you. There's obviously a ton of different hashtags that go in line with any specific day or holiday or remembrance. But as you kind of see these quotes come into your feeds, really like let them sink in and really kind of take them to heart and take them on a deeper level and really think about like how can you integrate that into every single day of your life, as opposed to just like that quick little hit or that quick little reminder of, oh yeah, what am I doing for others? And what are some, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I'm just scrolling through and I'll share many of these quotes that we're all posting. Never, never be afraid to do what's right. Society's punishments are small compared to the wounds we inflict in our soul when we look the other way. Yeah, everyone's doing the darkness cannot drive out darkness. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. The time is always right to do what is right. I mean, this is just, yeah, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Now, obviously, I'm just tossing some of these out as I just scroll through my Instagram. Like, these are all the ones that kind of flooded my Instagram feed when I first logged in. And again, I'm not saying it's not smart. It's good to post all these, but I did it too. So I'm like, of course, we're all doing it. But really, as I was kind of saying, it's like as we scroll through these images and quotes, think about how you can take it into the rest of your life. Like not just like a quick hit, a quick reminder. And obviously, as I kind of read some of these, they all are really poignant for any time of our life, for any day, for any political climate, for any situation, for any scenario. And the bottom line is, like, it all goes back to love. It all goes back to choosing the right thing. It's all about choosing to just extend as much love. And also just like the quote that I posted, which was, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And I made this whole post about that whole message and how important it is to really consider how you are supporting other people and how you are making other people feel better and making others smile and just like those little tiny actions. So that is what I wanted to kind of speak on, preach on, discuss on this Monday morning on this MLK holiday, and just take it in. Like, I know this is probably going to get lost in the midst of like the whole day off if you're not working today, or just in the sea of all these posts and quotes and images that we're constantly seeing in connection to any of these holidays. But please just think about like how you can take these quotes and take these images into the rest of the year, into the rest of your life. Like, how can you go beyond just posting that quote and actually put that into practice in your day to day. So on that note, you guys, I'm going to keep this one short and I'm going to get my second cup of coffee. I usually only have one cup a day, but today it's probably going to be a 2-cup day just because it's more about the warmth. Like, honestly, I don't think I'm addicted to coffee, but it's more of like a habitual type of thing where I have like a cup of coffee every morning. So today, since it is like, I think it's like 14 degrees right now, which isn't terrible. It's always like remembering that it could be colder. And today the sun is supposed to come out, even though it's a little bit overcast right now, but I know the sun is supposed to come out later in the day. It was really nice to see the sun yesterday. And yeah, it's more about remembering to be grateful for what we do have. And obviously that's another typical cliche message, but like I said yesterday, like I woke up and I was like so happy to be in my cozy warm bed, and then being able to go into a hot shower and have all those like intriguing thoughts that I shared yesterday. But the same thing today, it's like being grateful for being able to have a second cup of coffee. Like I said, like I'm not addicted to coffee, but I do know that I love having that morning ritual. And that's been like my big thing, is like I'll have my cup of coffee while I'm getting my makeup, like while I'm getting ready and doing makeup and just getting dressed and everything. So I'm gonna stop rambling. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you just like take this in and remember that whatever quotable you're posting or whatever you're sharing or what have you, to really think about how you can take it beyond just like that typical, oh, it's MLK Day, I should post something. So on that note, have a wonderful rest of your day. And I will be back in your ears tomorrow for another episode of Random Observations with Ash. Of course, if you're not following Random with Ash on Insta, Random with Ash on Twitter, randomwithash.com is the website to find all things me. And I will be back tomorrow. Take care, you guys. So there you have it, you guys. That was an episode of Random Observations with Ash. That's me. And I wanted to let you guys know that if you have not followed, definitely go check me out. I'm on Instagram, Random with Ash. I'm on Twitter, Random with Ash. I'm also on the website, randomwithash.com, where you can kind of get more of me. Obviously, come on, it's like a daily podcast, so there's quite a bit of me to go around, if you will. So thank you for giving me your attention, for taking the time out of your busy, hectic day to kind of come up and give this little podcast a listen. I really, really appreciate it. And of course, if you're not subscribed, definitely do so. I'm on all the different platforms, originating on Anchor, which is where I actually record these episodes. Pardon my fuck up there. And on that note, you guys, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. And final thought, if you're not, go ahead and share this with someone that you think might enjoy this little random-esque podcast.